Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, cloudy with a high nearing 78. Showers continue overnight tonight with a low around 49. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A slight chance for some rain throughout Saturday, partly sunny with a high nearing 61. Westerly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person was injured in an accident just before noon Thursday in Hamilton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported following departure, a Superior Culver LFA fixed-wing aircraft piloted by Thomas E. Glotfelty, 64, of Tecumseh, Michigan, had a loss of power to the engine. Upon trying to return to runway 18, the aircraft stalled. EMS transported Glotfelty to the Hamilton County Hospital. The NTSB is in charge of the investigation. The cause of an explosion and fire at Haven Midstream Gas Plant in Haven in mid-April has been officially declared undetermined. The Office of the Kansas Fire Marshal investigated the April 14th event along with the ATF due to hazardous materials involved. No foul play is expected, according to the state office. The explosion did leave two people with minor injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The possibility that the Kansas Supreme Court will overturn new political redistricting laws has prompted the Republican-controlled legislature to plan on reconvening May 23rd. Lawmakers wrapped up almost all of their other business for the year early Friday, but the state's highest court is reviewing new congressional and legislative districts, and it's expected to rule on whether they comply with the Kansas Constitution by May 23rd. A Topeka man was injured after he was struck by the mirror of a passing pickup truck Thursday night on a Riley County highway, authorities said. The collision was reported at 9:33 p.m. near 56th Avenue and K-18 Highway near the Manhattan Regional Airport. According to the KHP, a 2006 Chevrolet Silverado was eastbound on K-18 when it swerved to avoid hitting a pedestrian who was in the middle of the right lane. The SUV's outside passenger mirror struck the pedestrian, the patrol said. The pedestrian, identified as Curtis D. New, 32, of Topeka, was transported to Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials say progress has been made toward fully containing a deadly southwestern Nebraska wildfire that has been burning since last week. The Nebraska Emergency Management Agency said in a news release on Thursday that crews have 88% of the Road 702 fire contained behind fire breaks. More than 220 firefighters and other personnel have been working in recent days to dig trenches and create other breaks to contain the fire, which has burned an estimated 68 square miles of mostly grass and farmland. Crews on Thursday were focused on containing two areas of uncontrolled burning just south of U.S. Highway 6 along the Republican River. Scotts Bluff police were called to an alleyway after receiving reports of multiple individuals with power tools surrounding a car. Court documents stated that one of the individuals was 30-year-old Jeremy Steen. Steen was charged with possession of stolen property and drug paraphernalia. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville High football coach Dustin Hoyer tendered his resignation from coaching and teaching at MHS. According to the Marysville Advocate, Hoyer did not comment on his reason for leaving. The Hanover native has served as head Bulldog football coach the past 9 seasons, going 44-45, taking over a program that was winless the season prior to his arrival. This past season, the team went 2-6. He has reportedly accepted a teaching assignment for social studies next year at Hanover, where his brother Matt Hoyer continues as head football coach. Marysville is advertising for a PE teacher and head coach replacement, with hopes that candidates can be considered at the May school board meeting. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will host an open house dedication Saturday afternoon at 1, recognizing completion of the Jake Perez Reading Room. Named in honor of Perez, a longtime employee of the Union Pacific, the space is dedicated to railroad-related books and materials, including the collection of late Byron and Eulalia guys who were railroad and steam engine enthusiasts in Marysville. An open house is planned Saturday with completion of the latest Habitat for Humanity house in Blue Rapids with the John and Mandy Snyder family. Family and volunteers assisted with construction of a 3-bedroom home at 704 Genesee, on a lot which was donated by Roger and Connie Edwards of Blue Rapids. A number of others contributed various materials, and several organizations helped with the effort. The open house, Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. A book signing is planned Saturday at the Blue Rapids Library from 1 to 3 with Kansas author Roxanne Yonke, who recently had her book published, 100 Things to Do in Kansas Before You Die. Her first book, Midwest Travel Adventures, led the Nebraska native to explore Kansas, and she explains what makes this region interesting.
You know, Northeast Kansas is just interesting because of all the bleeding Kansas stuff. So it seems like you just don't go anywhere in Northeast Kansas without finding something that relates back to bleeding Kansas. I mean, you have now this is not in the book, but the Lane Trail. Okay, well, we can't go over from Missouri, so let's just go up into Nebraska and down.
Ties to the Oregon Trail were of interest to Yonke.
I'm interested in Alcove Springs, I mean, partly because I grew up along the Oregon Trail in Nebraska, and I heard about Alcove Springs and that basically, one of the Donner's delays was because they lost a lady there, and the Donners named Alcove Springs. And, of course, history tells us what happened to those people. They got trapped in the Sierra Mountains.
Blue Rapids Public Library will again host author Roxanne Yonke Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so I will be in Blue Rapids from 1 to 3 in the public library.
Okay, and you'll have copies of your books there that people can purchase if they don't already have it?
That is correct. And, of course, if you already have the book, please come anyway, and I'll be glad to autograph them.
NECAP Head Start is accepting applications for the upcoming school year. Accepting applications for preschool center-based children ages 3 to 5 and home-based early Head Start children prenatal to 2 years old. A preschool preview open house is planned Friday, April 29th, at the NECAP Marshall County Head Start Center in Marysville at 302 Alston. Drop by anytime from 8:30 till 3:30. Visit with staff, take tours, crafts will be available, and get your child enrolled in the free Head Start programs. For details, check their Facebook page or their website, NECAP.org, for more information. Kester House Museum and Gardens will host an Arbor Day celebration Saturday, 10 until noon, planting a new tree in the garden with a public welcome to register for drawings for trees to give away. Richard Bartles, age 90 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, Maryland, the Church Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Bartles. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman. Leela M. Anderson McCray, age 93, of Scottsdale, Arizona, formerly of Hiawatha and of the Waterville community, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, Hiawatha. Interment following in the Mount Hope Cemetery. Visitation Friday after 10 a.m. at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home of Hiawatha, in charge of arrangements for Leela Anderson McCray.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, green beans, and plums. And on Monday's menu, chicken strips, a biscuit, tater tots, mixed veggies, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for more rain and thunderstorms throughout the region today, and southeast winds will pick up between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying a bit warmer today with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid 70s and upper 80s throughout Kansas, in the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. More showers overnight tonight, but temperatures will start to cool down throughout parts of the region, with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying breezy and cooler throughout Saturday with more rain showers, with westerly winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers will continue throughout Saturday night before clearing up with sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 99. The average low 47 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening 8:18, sunrise in the morning at 6:31. Welcome rumble of thunderstorms moving across the region this morning. Another round of thunderstorms this evening could include some gusty winds, small hail, and possible severe weather. Moderate showers reported across the region with an overcast. It's 61 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of April. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Mavs advance.
Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It came down to the wire in Salt Lake City with the Jazz looking to stay alive down 3-2 in their series with the Mavericks. The lead changed hands 11 times. Bojan Bogdanovic's three ball tied it at 94 with 2.5 minutes to go, but then...
9 to shoot, stop and go. Left corner Brunson over Bogdanović, scores it! And the Mavericks back in front, 97-94, 2 minutes remaining in Game 6.
The call on 97.1, the Eagle. Bogdanović would get a wide open look from behind the arc, down 2 with 2 seconds left. It didn't go. Final score, 98-96. The Mavericks advance to round 2. The spectacle that the NFL draft has become kicked off last night. First overall, Commissioner Roger Goodell.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Trayvon Walker, linebacker, Georgia.
The 6'5 defensive back logged 33 tackles and 6 sacks in his last season with the Bulldogs. Two more teams advanced in the NBA playoffs. The Suns and the Big Easy looking to close out the Pelicans, and they got plenty of help from Chris Paul.
Against C.J. McCollum. Starts to penetrate. CP3, pull-up jumper in the lane. He got the roll again. He stays perfect, and the Suns go up 5.
The call on 98.7, Arizona Sports Station. Paul setting an NBA record for most consecutive buckets without a miss in a playoff game. 14 of 14 from the floor, good for a team leading 33 points. The Suns eliminate the Pelicans in 6 games with the 115-109 win. They'll host the Mavericks in round 2 beginning Monday. The Sixers embarrass the Raptors 132-97 to win that series in 6. They visit Miami to kick off round 2. NFL, the Eagles traded away their 18th and 101st overall picks in the draft to the Titans for star receiver A.J. Brown. ESPN reporting he's agreed to a 4-year, $100 million contract with the Birds. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
USD 223 is looking to fill 2 custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. 2 custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Big Four beef packers, in dramatic questioning at a House Ag hearing, denied breaking antitrust laws by colluding to create record profits. It was a dramatic moment in an hours-long hearing. Ag Chair David Scott asked the Big Four beef packer CEOs if they've worked together to set prices, netting $15 billion in profits last year alone.
Was there ever an agreement between your 4 companies to cooperate together on issues impacting supply or pricing? And I need a yes or no. And also, let me remind you that you're testifying under oath.
It was the same question the Justice Department's been looking into the last couple of years, frustrating lawmakers. And the response to Scott's question?
No.
No. Not no. That I am worth.
All right. Each of you have said that no. And you all deny that you acted improperly or illegally.
The Cargill, JBS, National Beef Packing, and Tyson Foods CEOs blamed supply and demand issues during the pandemic. Scott was doubtful, pointing to a huge run-up in profits before the pandemic.
Let me tell you, this can't possibly happen in a competitive market. I've studied antitrust behavior at the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, the debate in the hearing boiled down to whether the government should mandate some negotiated cattle pricing to help offset largely packer-controlled contract pricing. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Hey, friends, when you want to know something about some particular subject, you got to talk to an expert, and so we brought one in. We got Hayden Outdoors real estate man, Jim Elliott. been out doing just exactly what I want to talk about, and that's selling farm, buying farms. And what kind of activity have you got?
Boy, it's been really good, Larry. The land market has been on fire, remained on fire, but there's some things on the horizon that may change that.
That's why I wanted to talk to you, because the big thing right now is it looks like we're going to have a 0.5% increase in our interest rates. Are people worried about that?
Yeah, a little cause for concern. I think from what we do, maybe the recreation land market may slow down. But, with the food shortages, increase in production costs and things like that, the farmers and ranchers, some of our best friends and neighbors, the land that they operate on, I think is going to stay strong.
What about coming season here? Is this the hottest time of the year when you buy and sell land?
Right coming into this season, right. Yeah. Yep. Once harvest is kind of right in front of you, then guys start to think might be time to look at selling as soon as I get it in the grain cart.
Have you got some land for sale?
Absolutely. Always looking for more. We got more buyers right now than sellers, so always looking.
How much higher today is land selling for in this part of the country than a year ago, approximately percentage-wise?
Yeah, like I always say, the best land gets the best prices, but maybe 25-30%.
Higher than a year ago.
Yeah.
And every time it comes up for sale, there's a little extra added on again.
Seems to be.
We'll see if this interest rate has anything to do with it. Anything else bothering it?
Just food production costs makes the commodity strong and makes the land strong.
Farmland. If you're buying, you better get to buy. If you're selling, better get to selling. See you next time around.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Which is America's true windy city? A look at the weather stats today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 29th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld shares a birthday with actress Uma Thurman, and the musical Hair opened on Broadway on this day in 1968. How strong is the city of Chicago's claim on the title of the Windy City? Statistics show that several major cities have higher average wind speeds, including Boston, Milwaukee, and the weather station at New York's Kennedy Airport. The town with the highest average wind speed is Dodge City, Kansas, while the record for wind extremes belongs to Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire. So why is Chicago the windy city? Some argue it has nothing to do with the weather, but a reputation the city's early founders had for a certain windiness when promoting their town's advantages. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Got a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Pitter-patter of light rain here at the studios in Marysville. Thundershowers rumbling across the region. Had thunderstorm warnings prompted last evening just north of the state line. Parts of Gage County under thunderstorm warnings at times. We've got a chance for severe weather this evening. Another round of thunderstorms develop with gusty winds, some hail, possible severe weather this evening. Warming up to highs near 80 on today's forecast. It's 59 degrees this hour.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert will visit Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on September 15th in the first game on Amazon Prime Video's Thursday Night Football package. The matchup was announced on Thursday during the first round of the NFL draft. Amazon will pay $1 billion a season to carry the games for 11 years. Prime Video will carry 15 regular season and one preseason game. The league announced last week that the complete schedule will be released on May 12th. However, international games will be revealed on May 4th, with other notable matchups being announced the week of May 9th. Kansas City Royals shortstop Alberto Mondesi's season is in jeopardy after tests Thursday revealed a torn ACL ligament of his left knee. The 26-year-old Mondesi, who played in only 35 games in 2021 because of left hamstring and left oblique injuries, had started 14 to 15 games this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. Cause people like to talk. Lord, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down. And she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Baby makes me smile. Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. And when we get behind